Welcome to FM Yerushalmi, Shira sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're only in Eyun Daf Tezvav in the Oiz V'Hadar edition. We're starting at Amud Aleph in the two dots, a few lines down. Says the Gemara, Hoyso Evan Achas Gedoylo. We're speaking here about the Dyumdin, the L shape that goes around a well in order to allow people to take water out of the well. What happens if you don't have an L shape, but you have a square, you have a big stone? If you can divide, if you could cut it, cut that stone and create an L shape mechitza, so then it's good enough. So there one brisa says tichalek will be divided, and the other one says tichokek, which will be engraved. What's the difference between the two explanations? Maybe the difference is like this. What happens if this stone is exactly 6x6? So if you cut the inside, from the inside it will be less than 6x6. Because you have the oivi, you have the width of the actual koisel, of the actual mechitza. So if I have a 6x6 stone and I cut the area which is outside of the L shape and I create an L shape, the actual L will be less, a little less than 6x6. So if I say the words ticholik, that means I don't care if the inside is less than 6x6, as long as the outside is 6x6. But if you hold tichokek, which means you're engraving it, so I'm focusing on the inside part, and the inside part has to be 6x6. So the more I see, v'loy oid keklipas ashum achitzoino ani asid lamido. Meaning, the difference between the shittas is very small. Because how wide needs to be the wall of the dumit? Kolshu, klipas ashum, like the peel of the onion. So the mandama that holds, you measure from the outside, it's 6x6. The mandama we measure from the inside has to be 6x6 plus a little bit. To say that's the machlokes, that little tiny bit, says that doesn't make so much sense, that's the machlokes. They both agree you measure from the inside, and the inside has to be 6x6. So what's the machlokes? Mandama shibtichokek be'agulo. Talk about two different cases. The one who says tichokek, using lashon of engraved, we're talking that the stone is round. So first of all, you have to cut the edges and make out of the circle a square. Once you did that, you have to cut the middle and create an L shape. So that's the mandoma tichokek. You're doing two things. You're doing two stages. You're cutting the edges and cutting the middle. The mandoma that says ticholek is cutting only in the middle. So we talk about a square stone. So all you need to do is cut the middle. So the more shiken, I'll show you this way, because that's the price. The ken tanyo. One tanya tells his friend, ain't been the royal dvarecha, the only difference between me and you, al shatar mer be'agulo, v'anir ben merubas, you talk about a circle, I'm talking about a square. And Ruchaim says, it could be there's no machlokes between them. It's just two different cases. Or another explanation, the mandama that says, talk about a circle, says you do two roim, double roim. Roim as if you don't have the edges, and roim as if you don't have the middle. Second mandama says you'll do only one roim. So it's a discussion if it's a bachlekes or not. Continues the Gemara, it says, Yashom in Naftazvon would base choritz on makesor of Erochav Arbo. If you have a pit, which has a depth of 10, and has the width of 4, and it has an L shape there that you could create a jumit. Neither should jumit. The jumit doesn't have to be only in the height; it could be a pit as well. Meaning, not only a pit, but also a little hill. If you have a little bit of earth, a little mud over here, that could create as well a jumit. Says the Gemara, Miktasa Choritz, Miktasa Kavshushis, what happens there if it's half a pit and half mud? Do you connect them together? The Gemara doesn't answer. Hayu Chamisha Konim Vein Ben Zulazu Shloisho, Veshbe Shish Lakan, Veshish Lakan, Nidem Mishud Yumit. Meaning, if I have reeds, I have sticks, and between the sticks is less than 3, so I have at least 5, because let's say each reed has a little bit of a width to it. So then I have a little less than 3 between one reed and another. Then another less than 3 between another reed and the other. I have here the length of 6 tfachim, which that's what I need for the dumot. So if I create here sticks, it's not a full plank of wood. There's space in between. But it's made out of these poles, and between the poles is less than 3 tfachim. That's good enough because you say lovut. So it's going, but what happens if you have only shloisha? You have only 3 poles. One in the middle, two on each side. The distance between them is 6 tfachim. Fekosha gemin milamalo. He put a little gemi on top, creating what? Tzuras haPesach. Maushi yatsa mishum peyo peyo tzuras haPesach. Could we make a dium with the tzuras haPesach that I have over here? Three poles with something on top of them between the middle one and the one on the side. Between the middle one to the one on the other side, and now I'm creating a two tzuras haPesach and I created a dumit. Says more klum peyo matzels that shteim muchachas because the deal. But tzuras haPesach works only when it encloses the area. Here I have only two walls, not a closing area. We're talking about that is enclosed, meaning then you're taking another rope and you're connecting the two edges, creating a triangle shape, two sides of the jumit, and plus you have another string going from one edge to another, so it's enclosed.
As we saw before,
the same we said before, when you have a rock, you look at it as if it was cut. You have six to each side. So here, now I have here a triangle created for Tzuras haPesach. Let's look at it as if it's cut. So well, that does not work. There, if I cut it, it's going to be okay. Because I only need a width of klipas hashum of the peel of the onion. But here, if I cut this tzuras haPesach, I don't have no tzuras haPesach left. If I take this triangle, which is created tzuras haPesach, and I cut it and create an L shape, so all I have is an L shape. I don't have tzuras haPesach anymore. And I'm ruining by that the tzuras haPesach. It's called taking away the yichus peil. So here, if I do imagine as if this is cut and I have an L shape, I lose the mechitza. So that's why in this case, it will not work. Continues the Gemara, Koisel, the wall, Vail on the tree, Vishus Konim, which is a bundle of reeds, Nidoy Mishum Dyumud. I can also do Dyumud. All these things, you look at it if it's cut. Alu Me'elem, if it grew on its own, Metaltem Be'em at Beis HaSayim, so you can use the Dyumud in an area until Beis HaSayim. How does Dyumud cover until Beis HaSayim? So it depends on Chagas Abiyudah and Mermeir. Do you just have to make very long Dyumudim? Or you put Poshut, you put like regular planks of wood in between? But it can't be more than Beis HaTayim because it grew on its own. And the only way to carry an area which is more than two seis is only when when it's not olu me'alem. It's only when you do it yourself. And that's what the Gemara continues. Asam be'yadid with his hand. Metaltim be'em afilukur afilukurayim. Then he can carry as much as he wants with the jumut. Continues the Gemara. Hoiso be'achas godol. There is a very big well. Lechetzio also, lechetzio also. He put the jumut around half of the well, not around the other half. So the chetza she'asa mutar, chetza she'asa asur. So you could take water, you could draw water from the half which does have the jumit around it, not the other half. Hayush time, there's two wells, one next to each other. Haim tsoi mashi yidoin lekan and lekan. So the place is, you have two wells, and he made a jumit around each well. But the same jumit now is being used for the right well and the left well, because that jumit in the middle is a double L shape. It's an L shape to the right and an L shape to the left. The question of this piece that's in the middle can be used for both. The only question is if there's two people using the two wells at the same time. It's pashut that if one's using one well at a time, so then of course you use it as a jumut. And when someone uses the left well, so you look at the jumut in the middle that's being used for the left well. Then when later someone comes and uses the right well, I look at the jumut in the middle that's used for the right well. The only question is, can I use the same jumut at the same time to be used for both wells? And that the Gemara did not answer this question. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Erevim Daf Tesvov.